Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Lock the Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of locker-report.com. And you guys can always reach out to me, any one of my social handles on Twitter, at locker_report, on Instagram, lockreport100, all small caps, on Facebook, lockreport.com, and also check out Lock the Talk podcast on Facebook. But always, go to YouTube. Subscribe today to the Lock the Talk podcast on YouTube, where you can check out this show on video. It's going to be really great, so more highlights and all kinds of stuff. But make sure you definitely always follow the BachelorNewsRadioNetwork.com, where you'll hear this show anytime at your leisure, 24 hours a day. Make sure you check on that site. Fantastic site with great news of all sources. Now, here we go. 2020 has passed. Now we're ready to start to focus on the 2021 season, and we've seen a lot of movement going on with players signing here and players signing there, which is the fun part of the NFL, something that we expect every year around this time, and seeing who's going to land where. But this is also that time of the year of looking for players who's looking to dream the dream of playing in the NFL. And when you listen to this show, you know this show is always predicated to the small schools, primarily dealing with the players who came through the NFL Regional Combine platform. That's all we handle in this show. But at the same time, we do focus on the HBCU players as well. And we know that the need and the desire to have more HBCU players in the NFL is definitely at its importance. And this is something that the NFL definitely had put their spotlight on, especially around this time of year, you know, to try to get more eyes on these players as they are now. Is there an overwhelming bunch of talented players at HBCU schools? No, we'd be lying to you. You know, but there are talented players that at least have the skill set to get in front of NFL scouts, and then from there work their way to really show that they can play on the highest level of football. So with that being said, we know that the players are there. Just have to make sure we get the right eyes there to watch out for those players, so too many of the players will not slip through the cracks. And that is something that's there on the NFL timetable, so to speak, to be able to really showcase, hey, we have players here. Let's try to get the HBCU community back to the level of respectability on the playing field in the NFL. Now, last year, for the entire season, we had a couple of players that came on and off, but the season ended with 32 players from the HBCU level. So when you think about 1,700 players in the NFL, and only 32 of those players came through the HBCU community, that's something that needed to be changed. Now, this is something that we're going to focus on and look forward towards going into the 2021 season. Now, this year again, just like last year, the regional combine platforms were canceled, and the HBCU combine was canceled. And the NFL want to make sure that they're not, you know, putting players in situations knowing that although the vaccine is out, the COVID cases, you know, up and down, depending on what news cycle you listen to, you know, it's up and down. So the league whole perspective is, hey, let's have more of a controlled environment where the scouts and affiliates of the NFL will go to pro days at the schools, and they are not allowed to attend to no other type of workouts that is not officiated by them. So trying to do other combine workouts and things like that, NFL scouts, any personnel are permitted to attend. Now, this year there will be an HBCU combine that's going to be a showcase early April, where HBCU players will attend to at least put stuff on tape to hopefully have the right people to look at their film. And it's not associated with the NFL, but yet there's still going to be some sort of a workout for the HBCU players to put out there now. From looking at their roster and also looking at the evaluations that was put together through locker-report.com, going back to 2020 and in 2021, the names on there are very familiar players that, you know, I definitely had evaluated going into both seasons. And last year, like I said, the workouts were canceled. However, the best part about it, that several players from the 2020 that were going to the NFL version of the HBCU Combine will be at this workout. So there will be some players that would actually have an opportunity to really showcase what they can do in hopes of some players from that hopes of some that video will be seen, so that somebody in the NFL can see who is out there from the HBCU level to try to get into the NFL. So I'm definitely really excited about that part. You know, anytime you have players that have been evaluated and then at the same time on that level to have their name on the listing that teams were pretty much looking at, hey, that says a lot about what's going on here at locker-report.com. So we're going to get right to it. We'll start talking about some players. And we'll talk about the players pretty much starting off who was highlighted last year due to locker-report.com, where I evaluated, that I looked at towards ACC players that should actually get an opportunity to get at least in front of scouts and then get to the next level and get into the NFL. So when we look at 2020, a real strong class from last year, and we have some players from the 2021, and we're going to talk about those guys later on. But when we talk about the 2020 season, in relation to that roster of players that we've seen that's going to show up in early April, that's something to watch out for. Now, one of those players that's going to be there, and we talk about Boston defensive back, and we talk about Josh Hill. Josh Hill from Alabama State, solid player. This guy is very physical, I would say, defensive back, come from that school. He's standing about size 10, 196 pounds. Now, this young man has great anticipation. He understands route combinations that he has to defend. So he understands and recognizes what the receivers are trying to do, what the quarterback is trying to set up. So he understands the route combination, so he knows how to defend. He has good hands, and he uses his hands very, very well. He has good speed. He actually has elite closing speed. So no matter who has the ball, if they within his range on this target, he has that type of speed to get in there to make a quick stop so that the pass catcher will not get a lot of yak. And yak in football terms means yards after the catch. So that is something that he's very, 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 very good at. He tracks the ball very well, and he knows how to play against the run. He's explosive on impact at great pad level, and the thing about it like is that he sinks down in the coverage. So sinking down means that he bends and sits very well, know how to get low enough where the quarterback can't see him or can't project where he's going to go, but that's his way of hiding in the secondary, anticipating where the player's going to go, and when the ball is in the snap or he sees a read that he knows that's about to be made, he can pounce on it very, very quickly. So that is something, a skill set that he has that really, really translates to the next level. He does not play too high. Like I said, he has great pad level and solid fundamentals. Great technique, very good bounce, and like I said, for the cornerback, he's very, very aggressive. He likes to get nasty. Like I said, that's the best way to try to describe how this young man is. So he's one of those guys from the 2020 season that was evaluated through locker-report.com that's going to be at this workout for the ACCU breakdown. Now, another player to watch out for that's going to be there is defensive back Robert Cummings from Bernadette. Now, this guy, 6 foot, 190 pounds. He did put on some more muscle. Now, this guy explodes. He just hits. has great technique, very strong, great hands. He actually, as a defensive back, catches the ball like a receiver. I would not be surprised if he had played the wide receiver position at some point in his football career, probably dating back to high school or when he was playing Little League football. So he definitely catches the ball like he's a wide receiver. So that's very, very great on his part. He also keeps his eyes on the quarterback. So he definitely want to make sure he keeps his eyes on the quarterback to see what the quarterback is going to do, what he's looking at on the field, so he knows he can be there to make a play. He's aggressive towards the ball, very physical, very intense, and he provides solid rush support. Really good against the run. His pad level is exceptional. You know how to use his pads, how to use his shoulders very well, and he squares up properly, and his hands are always, always active. So that's another player from last year that's going to be at this workout. Now, another player that stands out for that breakdown, yeah, I would say, as far as on the linebacker core, he's definitely one of those players to look out for, coming from Morgan State University. And Morgan State University last year, I'm not going to say sadly, but there were several players that could have, you know, definitely deserved their time to get in front of South team. And this guy who I'm talking about now, I'm talking about Mr. Elon Brewer. He's one of those guys that I can say that who actually has the body to play well in the NFL as a linebacker, standing 6'2", 230 pounds. Now, he has a very high motor. He actually plays from sideline to sideline, and that's something that you want to see because when you have a player that can play from sideline to sideline, it really shows that not only is he in shape to do so, but he has the stamina and the know-how to not give up on the play. And that's the part about his game that I really, really, really truly like. So that's something there to watch out for. This young man to go out and do his thing in front of those scouts. Now, as far as his breakdown, like I said, high motor, play sideline to sideline. Now, he can shoot the gap very well. It doesn't take long decision or from the see what's going to happen in the backfield. He shoots the gap very well. He's also quick off the edge. Good technique, good hands. Plays his face very, very well. Reads the quarterback very well. And he also knows how to get into the backfield. He tracks the ball very well for a linebacker. Very strong. He has decent pad level, and he's very good against the run. With his skill set, knowing that it's a passing lead, you want to make sure you have those linebackers that can cover down the field, and he's one of those players. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars tomorrow today. We're going to take a quick pause, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about some more players that's going to be at this workout, and then, therefore, wrap up, leading into some more players to talk about next week. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network.
Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars tomorrow. Today, I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Port.com. And you guys can always listen to any one of the programming here on the Bachelor News Radio Network and make sure you guys tune into some great shows, like, for instance, the Bachelor News Radio Show, where we discuss topics of sports, politics, and other topics from a social, economical, and racial standpoint. Listen live on Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Bachelor News Radio Network. Now, when we're talking about the players that's going to come and attend this special workout for the ACCU Combine in April, early April, some players that who did not get a chance to come to the NFL's version of the ACCU Combine because it was canceled due to the pandemic, and this year's version for the NFL, that was canceled as well. So we got to have this workout. Fortunately, several of these players is on this roster with players that I evaluated and really excited the fact that they're able to get out there to put something on tape so that some scouts, some NFL personnel, some good decision makers can actually look at. Now, When we had left off, we talked about one player from Morgan State University, and we'll talk about another player from Morgan State University. And this young man is really good. And we talked about Rico Kennedy, a linebacker, 6'3", 235 pounds. Now, this young man, I tell you, he is very, very instinctive. You find a lot of instinctive players in the secondary because there's more feel that they have to cover, really don't have a big, you know, I would say a narrow box like a linebacker has. But this young man definitely has very, very good instinct. He's very coachable, which is very important to try to get to the next level. He has quick hands. He has good feet. Very, very solid technique. You rarely see him play off balance. He has decent speed, good from sideline to sideline, and he shed block as well. He can cover underneath the zone, cover down the field, and for a linebacker, he is very, very athletic. He also has good control, great balance, also in torches. Very smart, highly, highly smart and capable player that can actually garner some attention from the NFL. Another player is very high on him from last year. I really believe that he was a draftable player if was given the opportunity. Now, last year, you know, he didn't get that opportunity. Alcorn State did not play spring ball this year, but this young man stayed in shape enough to make sure he had an opportunity to get in front of the scouts. And this player I'm talking about from out of Alcorn State, linebacker Simeon Muhammad. Muhammad stands 6'1", 235 pounds. Now, this young man is a pure tackler, solid pad level, good feet, strong hands. He's a very versatile athlete. I mean, there's so much that he can do on the field. I believe that he also played as a defensive back when he was in high school. Very, 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 like a Swiss Army knife. Very versatile on the field. He also plays above the average speed for the position, meaning that he's a lot faster than your normal linebacker. He has good technique, holds containment very well, so he can actually not necessarily have to physically put his hands on a player to make a play or to make a stop, but he holds containment enough to allow his teammates to make a play, keeping that ball carrier in front of him, staying containment. That's something very solid that he can do. He's always on his toes, always has good balance and control, sheds blockers very well, and the best thing for a linebacker, he can get penetration. He was also considered coming out of the 2018 season as an All-American for the ACC, ACCU level, and he was also first team All-SWAC. This young man can play at the next level. Hopefully that those decision makers on the next level can recognize that he can play there. Another good solid player, especially on the defense side of the ball, to watch out for. The came through the process last year. And I tell you, this is one of the defensive backs that really gets me excited because this young man from out of Norfolk State has definitely set the edge very well for the position. Something you don't really see too many times from a defensive back. And we're talking about Nigel Corley, defensive back from Norfolk State. 6 foot, 195 pounds. Now, he has great balance for defensive back. He is very strong, very quick, highly intelligent, and savvy. You know, he has that little slickness to him on the field. He will try to make the quarterback, beat a quarterback, and throw the ball a certain way, and he knows that he can make a play for. Now, you have your greats in the league that have done that, not saying that he can't, but it's definitely going to be a challenge for him as well, knowing that he's going to try to do it on the highest level of football. But he definitely has that capability and trying to savvy his way to get a quarterback to do what he needs him to do. So that's something to watch out for, great young man. He really had that skill set. Also, he will fight for the ball. Very, very good instinct. Solid hand usage and speed. He reads the quarterback very well. Another thing about him to stand for is that he's a leader. That's something that cannot be taught. And also on the field, he knows how to pick a spot. He knows where to be at to make that shot that he needs in order to make sure his team is very successful. So he's definitely one of those guys to definitely look out for going into 2021 season if given the opportunity. Now, when we talk about another player on the defensive line, Darius Wooster from North Carolina Central, 215 pounds. This young man has all that he needs to do what he has to do in the NFL. He just needs that opportunity to really showcase what he can do. And I really believe that if given an opportunity in front of scouts, he can be a sleeper guy heading into the 2021 season. Check this out. He's very, very aggressive. And I would say that his aggressiveness is very confident. He knows when to turn it on, knows when to turn it off. He's quick off the snap, very explosive. He has great leverage, strong hands, good feet. He's in a high motor, and for a defensive lineman, especially on the defensive end, he plays from sideline to sideline as well. Solid athlete, great lateral movement, have balance, have control, good hand usage. He also know how to speed rush. He has some good techniques off the line with several swim moves, good inside-outside technique, but he will put a speed rush on you, especially knowing that he may don't have the ideal size as a defensive end, more of a linebacker, but with the size, he has the strength to put off a good ball rush every now and then. So it's going to be really interesting to see if he can do that on the next level if he's given the opportunity. Now, he also can move very well and probably play and switch off and play the linebacker position in the NFL. That is something else that he could probably do as well really good. Probably can transition over to a linebacker position because he's that solid of a player. So that would be something to watch out for Mr. Wilson. Coming from North Carolina Central, he's that type of guy that can play on a solid, solid level. Now, another guy from Memphis State, Travis Nigel. Now, Nigel is another player that's really exciting to see and exciting to see out there on the field because he really has what it takes to really showcase what he can do on the next level. I really, really like that guy. Now, we have another player from South Carolina State, defensive lineman, 6'1", and his name is Tyrell Goodwin. Tyrell Goodwin, 6'1", 270 pounds. Pretty much on the interior, but the interior lineman, he's very shifty, very agile, and he also have a really, really good push, a solid push off the defensive line. Also, good ball rushing technique, really solid there, really strong, very powerful when he wants to. Now, he's one of those other players that can know how to use his strength when, and you probably say to yourself, it's the NFL, he should be using his strength all the time. Well, the best part about him is that he will not overplay a ball carrier. That is something that he's really good at not doing, not missing a tackle, not overplaying. So that's what I talk about as far as him being the type of player where he can actually turn on his aggressiveness, turn off his aggressiveness at the right time. So he always makes sure that he's balanced and he's always in control. Good hand usage, good footing, great leverage, and he know how to attack the ball. And the best thing about him is that he will never, ever quit on a play. Fundamentally sound, this young man definitely has what it takes to showcase what he can do if given the opportunity and knowing that he won't have those scouts there looking. Hopefully he has the right scouts there looking at him and showing what he can do. Now, there's another player now from St. Augustine's University, and his name is Nash Dalwell. Nash is one of those players that I was really high on last year because he's pretty much one of those players that can really be a surprise for any team if given an opportunity because he definitely has the skill set of good combination, speed, strength, and definitely can know how to make those stops when he needs it on the field, and he can be trusted to make those one-on-one stops in the NFL. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's going to be. One of those guys I wish I was able to see during his workout. Also, we have a guy named from Southern University. His name was Golesi Harris. He's an offensive lineman. Well, I'm going to get to the offense next week. I know I'm running out of time for the offensive lineman, but he's one of those guys there to watch out for going into this workout. But we have another guy named Brandon Caldwell. from Delaware State. Brandon Caldwell from Delaware State. He's that type of player that I would say almost off the radar that can be something very special in the next on the next level. Very, 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 very good there. So I definitely would like to see him. But when you were talking about Lance Silver, I'm going to get right back to him because there's something I forgot to mention about that player. One of the players that you want to have from a linebacker is that you want to have somebody that's very disruptive. And he's one of those players that's very, very disruptive on the field because he knows how to irritate that offensive lineman that's trying to stop him from doing what he has to do in the field. So he's very disruptive and good hands. And he also plays against the pass very well. Getting the pressure on the quarterback is a plus, especially from the linebacker position. Very athletic, very instinctive, and he communicates. That's another thing. He communicates very, very well when he's on that line. Does a very good job. He's very aggressive when necessary. He knows how to stop the run, know how to play against the run very, very well. Very explosive on impact. That means that he hits, uses his hips, gets a great shoulder pass, shoulder level pass that he needs. That young man has what it takes, has great technique, solid leverage, and also he's not fooled either. This young man studies film. He studies quarterbacks. He studies their technique, their throwing motion. He studies their eyes. That's what you want to see from a linebacker position because a linebacker is what they consider as a quarterback for the defense. The quarterback for the defense who definitely has what it takes to read what the quarterback is going to do and, most importantly, help put his teammates, his defensive teammates, in the right position so that they will know how to make the right stops on the field. That goes a very, very long way when we look at linebackers hitting to the NFL from these small schools and especially from the ACCU platform. Next week, we're going to talk about the offensive players for the ACCU to watch out for hitting into the 2021 season. There were several players that decided because of the COVID to wait to play their football in the fall, so they're going to take advantage of what the NCAA has given them, an opportunity to be able to give them another year of eligibility, which was really, really great considering what the country had faced. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some of those players next year. But we're going to talk about some of the players to watch out for hitting towards this year's draft that can have a great opportunity of getting on an NFL club. My name is Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of LockerDashReport.com, and thanks a lot for tuning in to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network where you hear about NFL stars and tomorrow today. Make sure you guys follow me on any one of my social handles on Twitter at Locker_Report, on Facebook, LockerReport.com, and the Locker Talk podcast on Facebook, and also on Instagram, Locker Report 100, all small caps, and make sure you guys subscribe on YouTube to the Locker Talk podcast, but make sure you guys always check out the BachelorNewsRadioNetwork.com where you can hear this show at your leisure 24/7, 7 days a week. Everyone stay blessed. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.